Chapter 1. History of Robotics. The main cause for the emergence of the robotics was primarily related to make the tasks run smoothly. A robot can be defined as a machine designed by the human resources, which are controlled through the use of computers and are capable of performing complex series of action with ease, making the work easy for humans. The outlook of the robots is the matter of least concern, as long as they are fulfilling the wishes and demands of the people, and therefore are designed in ways so that they are versatile enough to carry out their assigned tasks. The development of robots can be traced back to the times of Industrial Revolution. During the time, the demands of the people for the products grew, and in order to meet these demands, the industrialists initiated the making of automatic machineries to speed up the production processes, to make those tasks happen that were out of human capability, and to replace the presence of humans in difficult situations. Though the concept of robotics was introduced during the Industrial Revolution, its emergence can be accounted during the mid-20th century. The nobles of the time started to take interest towards technological advancements, scientific establishments, and the advantages that use of automatic machineries provided, due to which the use of robots started in fields of military, aeronautics and space, medical and entertainment industries. In 1495, for the very first time, Leonardo da Vinci designed the first humanoid robot, although its design has yet not been confirmed for its existence. It is said that it was designed in a manner that it was able to sit, wave, move head via flexible neck, as well as open and close its jaw. In 1645, in order to relieve his father from the huge load of calculating taxes, Blaise Pascal invented a calculating machine which was known as Pascaline. However, Samuel Morland was the one to come up with a pocket version of Pascaline in 1666. These were found to be more reliable and certain. The 18th century began, and further discoveries were made in the field of robotics. In 1709, Jacques de Vaucanson created famous product, the duck. It supposedly could eat, walk, digest food and flap its wings, which although now is suspected to be disappeared. In 1801, Joseph Marie Jacquard invented a machine which used to create designs that could be printed on clothes and tissues. In 1903, the designers of printed wire were prized for its construction, which was used after the time period of World War II. In 1921, the term robot was first used in a play, Rossum's Universal Robots, which was a work of Czech writer Karel Čapek. The play was set on the basic theme. The man creates a robot for easing out his work and replacing him, and then the robot kills the man. During the time of 1937-38, Westinghouse created a humanoid robot that could walk, talk, and smoke, and named his invention Electro. Its discovery was first made public in 1939's World Fair. In 1941, Isaac Asimov, a science fiction writer, marked the use of the word robotics for describing the upcoming use of technology of robots and their wide applications in different fields of work. He also proposed the three laws of robotics in his short story Runaround in 1942. The three laws are stated as follows. Law 1. The first law states that the robot will not cause any harm or injury to humanity, and that a robot will not be used for purposes of causing harm by humans. Law 2. The second law states that the robot is supposed to follow the instructions according to human command until and unless a particular order lies in conflict with a higher order law. Law 3. The third law states that the robot has the right to protect its own self as long as Protection Act does not interfere with a higher order law. Later, a fourth law was added known as the Zeroth Law. According to this law, the robot should not cause any harm to the human beings through its activities or allow a human being to engage in harmful activities until and unless it violates the higher order law.